So I wanted to talk a little bit about the paradox, a seeming paradox between what you really love and what may appear to be something that you love, right? I'll just give a very practical example of what I mean. So I can say from my own experience, part of me, there is a part of my psyche that enjoys, for example, watching the news, finding out what's going on, watching educational, you know, videos on YouTube, or wasting my time watching movies. There's a bunch of digital related things that I could say that I enjoy doing. And the fact that it's been hard to abandon all this stuff, and I'm just being, you know, honest about this, the fact that I have intended to give that stuff up completely and then I want to watch it again or whatever, that has shown me that there is an addiction. You know, if you say I'm not going to do something and then you can't help yourself but watch a bit of YouTube or watch to find out what's going on in the news or something, that is a sign of emotional dependency, right? Now, our joy list is things that not only do we enjoy doing, but they actually lead to a better state. So let me just explain this a bit more. When I watch the news, or if I read magazines, like I have The Economist sent to me, and I have different magazines sent to me, because I thought if I'm not going to have any digital media at all, I should at least have some idea what's going on with some of these magazines. So I got a bunch of magazines sent. What I've noticed is that despite having some interest in all these things, the end result of me watching these various things or reading magazines about the news or what's going on, end result, I'm sure this is quite predictable to you, end result is I don't feel good afterwards. I feel a little bit disturbed, in all fairness, a little bit on edge, because the world is a, you know, toxic place and you read about all these terrible things happening everywhere. And really, it's not as if I'm going to do anything about it. You know, this is the interesting thing that is mentioned in the book, Amusing Ourselves to Death. Great thing that Neil Postman says is that how many times if you watched the news and as a result of the news, you've directly changed the plans for your day? And he says, well, I'll answer it for you. The answer is never. Yeah, because it's not directly relevant to us. Almost everything we read on the news is not something you can do anything about directly. Yeah, the weather's a different thing, but the news, right? So what happens when we consume all these different media forms is they're entertaining in the short term, but they are harmful in the long term because they lead to a sense of sadness because all these horrible things going on if you check the news, or they even lead to a sense of hopelessness because I can't do anything about it because there's nothing you can do about most of these things, right? If you read about something in another country, earthquake or something, well, there's nothing you can do about it. You live in a different place, you know, you can maybe you could send some money or something, possibly. But in most cases, there's very little you can do. So it leads to a sense of sadness and hopelessness. I'm just giving the example of news because it's something that I've personally experienced. But in your case, maybe it's videos, maybe it's checking Facebook a million times. I don't know what it is, but you're doing this course for a reason. And when you pull the plug, some of those things that you might think that you enjoy, if you're radically honest, they probably also cause pain, right? If they didn't cause any pain, if the cell phone, if social media, if the news, if all these things didn't have any negative side effects in any way, then we wouldn't be doing a course about digital detox. There'd be no point. If more electronic media was better for us, then we would, you know, so how can we spend more time on it? That turns out not to be the case. Turns out that it's actually harmful. So the paradox is that on the one hand, it seems like we like it, and on the other side, it's extremely toxic and harmful. All right. So when it comes to choosing to do what you love, right, if part of your mind is set up to think, well, I like doing these things and now I'm not doing them, that can create a bit of a friction within. So when we bring this up, bring it to the surface, bring consciousness to these things, then it becomes easier. So as you go through this, just have in mind the difference between what is temporarily gratifying versus what is truly satisfying. Yeah, so for example, if you spend the whole day just on the phone and checking this and checking that and watching this and watching that, right, and then you went to bed, how do you feel if it's just a whole day of consumption? And on the other hand, you might have a day where you do great work, or you spend time in nature, or you spend time with people, you learn how to play the piano, whatever it is you're doing. If you're doing things that push you, help you grow, sustain you, give you new insights, meditation, you probably go to bed at night feeling satisfied, feeling rewarded, feeling nourished. So the paradox that we have to face is, on the one hand, the things that we like to do in the moment turn out to be normally harmful for us a lot of the time, and the things that are not necessarily quite as fun to do immediately, or they don't seem as fun initially, often those things turn out to be what really make us happy. All right, so it's basically choosing to go for the short, temporary little kick, quick, cheap thrills and quick fixes, or going for more sustainable, enjoyable things. That's basically the choice that we have again and again and again. So I'm just bringing this up and just appreciating you for having these insights and having this awareness, and just understand that, you know, that's one of those things that you just have to deal with. There's a story about this with kids. They've done experiments where they have kids come in a room and they give them marshmallows on a plate and they say, "Don't eat the marshmallow." And then they leave the room and they say, "See how long the kids last before they eat it." Right? And what they found years later when they came back to these kids who now grown up, you know, 10 years, 20, 30 years later, what they found was that the children who could resist the temptation to have the temporary gratification had more successful, happier lives down the road. Whereas the kids who just immediately ate the marshmallow, they ended up in more misfortune and problems and less happiness and less success. So what we're really talking about here is postponing temporary gratification, which the digital media provides constantly 24/7, in favor of doing the things that truly nourish us but are not necessarily instantly gratifying. They're long-term gratification and happiness versus short-term quick fix. So just bear that in mind, remind yourself of these things, and give yourself a round of applause for being such a great soul that you're willing to do this, having that love for yourself, that appreciation for yourself, and truly creating a meaningful, wonderful life. Much love.